This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
The Consumer Electronics Show starts formally today in Las Vegas. There will be a number of sports-focused new technology introductions. We will keep you posted at sportsbusinessjournal.com. And if you have any news to share, if you're on the ground from Vegas, please let me know. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, January 5th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. Hope everybody is doing well today. As leaders of the college football playoffs prepare for another in-person meeting on Saturday in Indianapolis to discuss expanding the current four-team system, they will go to those meetings seeing the public interest in this year's semifinals hit a new low. Yes, you knew the games on New Year's Eve will be challenged for viewership. The last time the semifinals were on New Year's Eve, the numbers were way down. You combine the New Year's Eve window with the two blowouts, and that is a recipe for disappointing ratings. The two blowouts led to the least watched college football playoff semifinals average yet, according to our Austin Karp. He crunched the numbers yesterday. The two games, Alabama, Cincinnati, Georgia, Michigan, on Friday, averaged 16.9 million viewers. That's just below the previous low of 17 million viewers in 2016. That was the last time the semifinals aired on New Year's Eve. CFP leaders have tried to really avoid New Year's Eve because of all the other activities. Meanwhile, Friday's games, both of them, were down 11% from Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson last season. And of course, last year, they aired on New Year's Day. In SBJ Unpacks last night, you could see and read a full historical trend line on ratings. And they should be a bit worrisome to college football playoff leaders when they meet this weekend in Indy. While the leaders know that they can't control ratings, they will now focus these meetings on what the format should be going forward. We've talked on the Buzzcast, some leaders support that 8-team model. The majority favor a 12-team model. Regardless, they need to also get around these semifinal matchups that are just producing blowouts. There's also the question of automatic qualifiers. That's also up for debate. The bottom line is the CFP leaders, they have a lot to talk about, but they will go in knowing that there is viewer fatigue from blowouts, and having the semifinals on New Year's Eve is not good for optimizing viewership. So a lot to figure out for the leaders of the college football playoff. A big deal in sports business will be announced today. Wasserman has acquired the Montag Group. The Montag Agency is, of course, the talent and consulting agency led by longtime agent Sandy Montag, who was very well respected, very well connected. And if you watch the All Madden documentary, you witness the longtime relationship between Sandy Montag and the late John Madden. As part of the deal, the Montag Group will keep its name while being fully owned by Wasserman. The Montag Group's branding will refer to the company as a Wasserman company. Now, as I noted, the Montag Group has a deep roster of on-air talent. Bob Costas, James Brown, Mike Tirico, Scott Van Pelt, among others. Now, Wasserman made the move to buy the Montag Group to get a bigger foothold in talent representation and consulting. Wasserman did not have on-air broadcast talent, and this gets them that discipline. The Montag Group is involved also with content. They have been executive producing a few documentaries every year, and that is something now that Wasserman can get involved in. The deal gives the Montag Group access to current athletes as well as really additional marketing and overall resources. And so the Montag Group gets a deeper bench and just more to work with. So overall, this is a big deal in the sports business between two well-known brands, the Montag Group and Wasserman. And it could lead to a continuing trend of consolidation in the sports industry, something we'll continue to watch in 2022. A big deal in horse racing. exclusively broken by our John Oran. Fox Sports is taking over rights to the Belmont Stakes. That is a big deal. Remember, NBC has really had its foothold on the Triple Crown for years. But our John Oran is reporting that in the first media rights deal of 2022, Fox Sports has picked up the rights to the Triple Crown race from NBC. It's an 8-year deal to bring the Belmont Stakes over to Fox through 2030. Now, Fox said it was very bullish on horse racing, especially what they can do around betting and its coverage of the race. And Fox says they have developed a new business model for horse racing on TV. Now, as part of the deal, very interesting, Naira Betts will be the race's title sponsor throughout the contract. Now, Naira Betts is the wagering business jointly owned by Naira, that's the New York Racing Association, and Fox Sports. I think it's certainly rare to have an event's title sponsorship go to a gaming brand, but this shows the integration that Fox sees between betting and horse racing. Fox Sports already has a deep relationship with the New York Racing Association. This will further deepen that relationship. But for NBC, it really does mark an end of an era. They always were so successful showing the Derby into the Preakness, into the Belmont Stakes. Going forward, they will only have the Derby and the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes, going to Fox Sports. Let's shift to college sports. We have talked about the competitive landscape when it comes to multimedia rights on campus. Playfly Sports is a company that has emerged as one to watch. Playfly Sports has landed a big deal with East Carolina University. They become the latest school to join Playfly with a 12-year multimedia rights agreement that will provide the school with an increase in annual revenue, a signing bonus, and resources for capital projects. Now, new Playfly Sports properties president Christy Hedgepeth, she came from the WNBA. She told our Michael Smith that a staff of 4 to 5 was in the process of being hired. They will also hire a general manager. The new contract with ECU takes effect on July 1st. ECU was previously with Learfield, but this is a key deal for Playfly Sports. It shows that it's establishing itself as a player in the very competitive multimedia rights landscape on college campuses. Let's shift to tennis. We don't talk about tennis a ton on the Buzzcast, but interesting story here. FedEx has officially dropped its major sponsorship of the ATP Tour. The company is no longer a platinum partner. That is the ATP Tour's second highest sponsorship level. So it's a big partner to move on. FedEx and the ATP first started its partnership in 2010. And for FedEx, it really was a global play. They were looking to grow their international business. Of the 13 tournaments that FedEx sponsored as part of its tour-wide deal, only one, the Miami Open, was based in the United States. So you could see that FedEx really had global reach and global business on its mind when doing this deal. FedEx remains a very prominent player in sports marketing. And remember, they are a big player with the PGA Tour. They have a very deep sponsorship with the PGA Tour. So they dropped their ATP Tour sponsorship. But again, FedEx remains a big player, but the ATP will be out looking for a new platinum partner. And we will end around people. This one surprised me. It broke last night. NFL Chief Strategy and Growth Officer Chris Halpin, who is a former 40 under 40 winner, is leaving the NFL at the end of this month. Chris Halpin is very well regarded. He is one of Commissioner Roger Goodell's top leaders. He's definitely on the insider's table. He has been one of Goodell's top lieutenants and has been a point man on the NFL's efforts around gambling, sports betting, and international development. His name has come up over the years in my talks with sources as a possible successor to Roger Goodell. So his moving on is of interest. The NFL said it does not plan to replace Christopher Halpin, but instead will spread his duties around to other top executives. So Chris Halpin leaving the NFL at the end of this month. And don't miss this. Joel Lippmann, the former NBA president of league operations, very well regarded. He is currently now a lecturer at Columbia University's sports management program. He wrote a very interesting op-ed for Sports Business Journal. It was featured in SBJ Unpacked last night. And he said, and he writes, It's time for Major League Baseball to adopt a salary cap. That has been one of the biggest areas of contention between the league and union. But Joel Lippmann believes that the salary cap has led to major revenue growth in other leagues, especially where he worked for years at the NBA. It's a very informative read about a very important topic, so it's worth a click. And finally, SBJ's latest iFactor features Bruin Capital founder George Pine. I spoke with George Pine about building personal networks, about his roles at NASCAR, about what he learned from Bill France, what he learned from Teddy Fortsman, also about his entrepreneurial spirit. Now, George Pine is a member of SBJ's 40 Under 40 Hall of Fame class. It's a really fun listen. I encourage you to check out our latest SBJ iFactor interview with George Pine, available on sportsbusinessjournal.com. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, January 5th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.